able-bodied Norwegian woman identifies as a disabled person. Woman. Whatever. Person. Thing. It. I'm surprised they're using a gendered pronoun. Are they just assuming her gender? But that these wokeified Norwegians would be more sensible. And more woke. Not just assume there's a woman. But anyway, identifies as disabled. Huh. This reminds me of that Kramer episode where he was talking about riding around in a wheelchair. You know, I thought about doing that. Where he talked about wanting to ride around in a wheelchair, how nice that'd be. Be so comfy. Yeah. Wouldn't be half bad, I guess. People will give you pity. If you take public transportation, like a bus, they have to take that front seat and lift it up and lock it into place, and you've got all this room. You don't have to have anybody sitting beside you, unless there's another disabled person on the same bus, which could happen, I guess, if you continue to incentivize people to identify as disabled. You just zoom around everywhere in a chair. You don't have to get up. People push you up ramps. You get to use the disabled person bathroom if they have one. Or if they don't, you still get to use the disabled booth in the bathroom. Just plenty of knee and elbow room. Not a bad deal. People pity you. They treat you much better. Oh, well, yeah, sure, okay. My God, this is what we've become. People identifying as disabled. You know what annoys me about this? Why don't you just go all the way? Huh? If you really wanted to, you know, there is something you could do to become disabled. You could actually disable yourself, right? You could cut off a leg? You could cut off both legs. Oh, if you did that, then you still could get, like, prosthetics and shit, and people would expect you to walk around, and then people wouldn't automatically know you were disabled, and then you wouldn't get that cheap virtue, and it wouldn't be cheap, by the way, either. You'd have to give up your legs. Nah, I'll just identify as disabled and sit in this fucking wheelchair, and when I'm not out in public, I'll just walk around on my legs that work, so I'm not disabled. But I want to get all the advantages and privileges of being disabled. Yes. Anyway, so a TV interview with an able-bodied, male-born finance worker who identifies as a woman. Male-born? Wait a second, what? That's a dude.
Okay.
Why am I not surprised? So he's a tranny. So he's a tranny. And he identifies as a woman? Wow, he's really got some privilege now. Tranny? Probably gay, though we can't assume that, because transsexualism isn't always about, in fact, it's not in any way, shape, or form about sexual orientation, though many trans dudes are homos as well, but it's not a requirement. But he's a tranny, probably a homo, and now a woman, and disabled. Quadruple privilege! Could you get more privilege? Well, you could be a midget, too. I don't know that identifying as a midget's going to work, though. We're not that gaslit yet. We're not that retarded as a culture quite yet, though. Give it time. People will be able to identify as midgets, though. Eventually. Yeah, he was identified as a woman who was paralyzed from the waist down. But it sparked controversy in Norway. Let me get this straight. Dudes pretending to be women doesn't spark controversy. But pretending to be disabled does? What's the difference? What's happening? Jorund, interesting name, Victoria Almi. I guess the Jorund is the male name. Aren't you dead naming him now? Isn't that dead naming? That's dead naming. You woke Norwegian scumbags, you all need to be canceled now. The Herald needs to go out of business. You need to boycott the Herald because you're dead naming him now. You're using his male name, that he is now killed. Isn't that dead naming? Isn't that hate speech? No. It's only hate speech when, the right does it. Yeah. Almi, 53, a senior credit analyst in Oslo, has no physical handicaps. He also has no pussy, but you're calling him or her, but now identifies as a disabled woman. In an interview on Good Morning Norway, they have a Good Morning in Norway? Weekly, daily, excuse me, a dose of propaganda and gaslighting. The program introduced Almi as someone who uses a wheelchair, even though his legs are completely healthy. And why not? Why not? He uses woman face to get privilege. Why not use a wheelchair? It's very convenient. They have to walk around. You can just putter around on wheels everywhere. That's going to be the new trend in 5 years. Adding that the interview was conducted as the program is keen to create transparency around difficult topics. Well, no, you're not. You're keen to create transparency around difficult topics so long as you can discuss them so as to discredit them if they show the clear and obvious contradictions in your worldview and ideology. Like this. You gotta do everything you can to discredit this, identifying as handicap. Yeah. Because it shows how absurd transgenderism is. Because it's no different than claiming to be a woman if you're a dude. Or a dude if you're a dudette. What was said? Almi said it had been a lifelong wish to have been born a paralyzed person from the waist down. That's like a fetish or something, isn't it? You wanna be. By the way, why don't you commit? It wouldn't be hard to get paralyzed, right? Just pay some homeless dude $5 to cut your spine around your waist. No, then I wouldn't be able to feel the pleasure of jacking off and getting fucked in the pooper. This is probably a homo dude, allegedly. And probably a catcher, not a pitcher, so who knows. Oh, that's right. A lot of these homos, they'll jack off while they're getting banged in the ass. I want to still have sexual pleasure, though. I don't want to have to sacrifice anything. I just want to be able to claim to be disabled and get all of the, juicy, yummy rewards without having to sacrifice the use of my legs and actually be disabled. So you want all of the reward, but none of the required labor to, or unfortunate circumstances that would be required to get that privilege, reward, whatever. Lovely. Yeah. Almi told the program of experiencing thoughts and reactions from the age of 5, triggered by certain situations, such as when a fellow student arrived at school with a splint on his leg and crutches. What did you do? Get turned on and they go jerk off in the janitor's closet? Seems like this is more sexual fetishism than, I don't know, still mental illness. When you act it out to this extent. My reaction was one of intense interest, Almi said. You want to know why? Because you saw how the people oohed and aahed and googled and God and, pandered and catered to this person's every whim. And you want to be treated like that, probably because you didn't get enough love and attention from your own parents. My heart pounded. My pulse increased. See, it's sexual. He's getting aroused. And I was activated in my body. Yeah. I bet when he has sex, he pretends to be, disabled. Use me, baby! I can't move from the waist down. Fuck my ass. Allegedly. I was incredibly focused on him. I bet you were. Oh, I bet you were. On him. Oh, yeah. And what this was all about. Dude, he's got a broken bone or something, yo. He's injured. That's what it's about. You want to be injured, too? As long as you catch me lots and lots of attention. Yeah. What a loser. What kind of loser are you? You gotta run around everywhere pretending to be fucking handicapped. What kind of loser are you? You got nothing going on in your life. Got no wife, got no kids, got no family, got no meaning. You have nothing that brings meaning to your life. You never figured out how to create meaning in your own life. So this is how you find meaning, huh? Pretending to be a handicapped person. As I understand it, in retrospect, it was a recognition of the situation. And that it was I who should have been there. Why aren't you on the left praising this dude? Because the vast majority of the population, even most leftists, they haven't accepted this kind of deconstructivism of objective reality yet and our perception of it. and our contextual framework of how the world works, so we still have to pretend that this is absurd, as we pretend that men claiming to be women is normal and perfectly acceptable. Oh, I see. Because most people have already accepted that idea, even though we know that's not true, but it's enough of them. It's enough of them. Now, with partner Agnes for 31 years, he's with a broad? Or is Agnes just some dude name in Norway? I don't know. And parents to two sons, oh, Jesus Christ, 5 years ago. How old are the sons? I hope they're grown. I mean, you're already putting them through some strife with this retarded bullshit and pretending to be a woman, and now you're pretending to be a fucking disabled person. You're making a laughingstock out of your kids. I at least hope that they're fully grown before you decided to humiliate them in this manner. Almy began using a wheelchair, saying, I had a very aha experience when I got to sit in the chair. Why don't any of these people have a fascination with the electric chair? Huh? Somebody tell me that. Go sit in one of those so you can put us all out of our fucking misery so we don't have to deal with this nonsense and deal with yo. Well, my legs were allowed to rest completely. It stops the triggering of the BIID. What the fuck is that? Now we got another mental illness here that they're trying to get us to accept as legitimate. If we don't embrace their delusion that they're handicapped, they will kill themselves. Yeah. Before you know it, you're going to have doctors handicapping people, cutting their spinal cords. Because, you know, we got to have that disabled person affirming care under the false premise that we don't embrace their delusions and their mental illness, they will kill themselves. Basically putting a gun to people's heads and telling them that they have to embrace delusion. Or it's their fault people are dying. It's not the fault of these wackadoos who are deluding themselves and forcing you to participate in their delusion by putting a gun to their fucking head and saying, if you don't embrace my delusion and let the government, meaning the taxpayer, cover my becoming disabled, I will kill myself. Almy says it as well as the body. Oh, that was a body integrity identity disorder. Oh, is that what it's called? Yeah. I guarantee in 5 years, this is going to be the new trans. 5 years ago, I also saw a moment of realization that the program says she felt like a woman and had an intense desire. Oh, so he became trans at the same time he became a fake paraplegic. That's interesting. Yeah, she felt like a woman and had an intense desire to be paralyzed from the waist down. So did this person actually get their spinal cord severed? I mean, let me look. The legs don't look like sticks. See, most of these people who are handicapped, legitimately handicapped, meaning through no fault of their own, or at their fault or no fault, whatever, their legs don't actually work. Their legs are little string beans. It's just bone. Those legs look like they actually work. They haven't wasted away. So I don't know. Did this person commit? Doubt it. She felt like a woman and had an intense desire to be paralyzed from the waist down. Oh, that doesn't sound like a mental illness. Oh, no. All this fell out gradually and came one after the other. Oh, this all happened at the very same time. Yeah, meaning this person had a realization that they could quadruple grift. Woman, tranny, gay. If this person's gay. I don't know if Agnes is a dude that's also a tranny. And that's his, chosen name. Or if it's an actual woman. Oh, they said they had kids. Okay, so it's a woman. So he's triple grifting. Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he just had a realization that he could one day grift. And triple grift. Triple dip. Yeah. And now he's on TV, getting all that attention. At the same time, there was so much shame. Bullshit. This stuff is encouraged these days. What are you talking about, shame? Pandering for sympathy. That's all you're doing. We have gone through this process together. Agnes has been fantastic. Yeah. What process? Don't you just sit in a chair and pretend you can't walk, even though you can walk? What process is that? We're living in bizarro world, man. Clown world. So Agnes told GMN, I have been and perhaps still am in an identity crisis. Oh, you don't say. I suddenly don't have a man anymore. I have a lady. No, you still have a man. It wasn't something I ever thought I'd get. Yeah, you didn't. He's still a he, unless he's had his beans and franks chopped off, and even then, he's still a he. What has the reaction been? Asked if some people may think it hair-raising that you was an able-bodied woman. It's not an able-bodied woman. It's an able-bodied man. Chose to sit in a wheelchair. Well, Almy replied, I hope that no one takes it badly that I used the wheelchair as an aid. An aid to do what? It would only be an aid if your legs didn't work. Because it helps me. Oh, I see. Because you're handicapped in the head, not in the body. Yeah, yeah. I don't use any resources. For example, I do not use handicapped parking. Because I have no use for it in my situation. But I thought, wait. But you said you're a handicapped person now. And you identify as handicapped, which means you're handicapped. So shouldn't you be using the handicapped parking? Since your subjective view of yourself affects how you are, objectively speaking. Wait. Very soon people like this will be able to use the handicapped parking. So, of course, the real handicapped people are shit out of fucking luck. Or they will be. Elsewhere, social media lit up following the interview, with one Norwegian 18-year-old Emma Sophie Grimstad taking to TikTok to say she was wheelchair-bound, with Julianne Barr, for 2 months earlier this year, adding, I was partially paralyzed. And remember that I had no other choice but to sit in the wheelchair. Yeah, it's obscene that this person is grifting off of other people's very real strife. I was mostly carried around the house by my father. Good father. That's great. Here's a person with functional legs who chooses to sit in a wheelchair. Yeah, it's an abomination. Abomination. And very soon you're going to have people who are going to be walking around and they're going to be claiming to be suffering from sight disorder. What was this called? Body integrity identity disorder. Visual impairment identity disorder. I expect that to be the next one, where people are going to be walking around wearing fake glasses. Although that doesn't get you any victimhood points. Probably why you haven't seen it yet. There's no cheap virtue that you can gain from that. Too many people wear glasses, so yeah, it doesn't really single you out enough. But being in a wheelchair, that makes me special, Yeah. But there are so many who don't have that choice. I was in such a helpless situation. Yeah. Numi Alexanderson, 23, who has cerebral palsy, told the program the interview made her angry, as it should. Yeah, there was far too much positive focus on a person with functional legs who chooses to sit in a wheelchair. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be the new thing. I would be willing to bet there wasn't that much pushback against this. Not the kind of pushback that you saw with Rachel Dolezal years ago, which is the exact same thing. Some broad, white, lily white broad, pretending to be a black woman. She got a lot of pushback for that, even though it's the exact same thing as a dude pretending to be a dudette. You're pretending, claiming to be something you're not. And by the way, now that's getting some acceptance as well. But this is going to get acceptance, far more quickly. They can't blur the racial lines. That's too powerful a tool of division. For those that rule us. No. They don't want to get rid of that card. But this, sure, why not? Let's deconstruct reality further. Let's make everything even more relativistic than it already has been made. Yeah. Anybody can be disabled, even if they can walk. You know, words don't have meaning. The concept of a disabled person, well, there's no such thing. Yeah, that's great. That's great, and there's some comments. Yeah, let's check those out. Mr. X, is anybody actually surprised? It was only a matter of time. I can see the court case coming soon in this country. I want my disability benefits as I identify as a wheelchair-bound man. Probably would win, too. It is the logical conclusion as to what happens when you allow people to identify as anything. There you go. Robert Wakeham says, an insult to folks who genuinely need to use a wheelchair. For the full experience, she should have her legs or feet amputated. Yeah, but you see... That would actually require paying a price, a sacrifice. You know, you want to get these privileges, you want to get these rewards. This person essentially wants goods and services without paying for them. That's what they want. They want the sympathy and the pandering, which most disabled people don't like and don't see as a good aspect of being disabled. They want to be treated like everybody else. But meanwhile, this person sees that kind of treatment as a reward, but they don't want to put in the work that would be required to get that, or they don't want to pay for it. No. I could just identify as being disabled, not lopping off my feet. I'm not going to lop off my legs. I'm not going to get my spine severed and actually be disabled. No. I want all the goodies without having to pay for them. Of course. Well, that's what characterizes any good leftist. They're all socialists. They all want something for nothing. They all want somebody else to take care of them. They all want somebody else to pay. They all want somebody else to sacrifice while they get the rewards. Of course. David Clark says, cuckoo, yeah. Inga Bullen says, it's a Norwegian man who identifies as a woman and identifies as a disabled person. Doubly insulting to women and disabled people. Yeah. I wonder if he would be upset if he just identified as a she. This is the international best practice that the NSP aspires to with their gender self-ID reform bill. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this story in the comment section. Can a person be disabled just by identifying as disabled? Does the law of identity have no meaning? Was Aristotle wrong? Is a thing that thing, always that thing, regardless? If you take a rock, a piece of granite, and pound it into granite dust, is it now no longer granite simply because you changed the form of the granite itself, but at its heart, its identity is still granite? Or is it not granite anymore? Is it something else entirely? Does the law of identity not apply to people? Can you be whatever you choose to be? Does your self-identification somehow, even though it's subjective, change what you are in objective reality? And if not, why the fuck am I having to refer to you as something other than what you are in objective reality? But anyway, let me know what you think. Again, in the comment section, give me your opinion. Please like, subscribe to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think of this wackadoo.